Hey, yo, I wanted to interrupt really quickly to invite you to the most poppin', most fun, most engaging, most informative, most educational, most enjoyable weekend, probably of your entire year, if not the most fun you've had since before March of 2020. And I'm talking about the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is taking place in Southern California from October 14th through the 16th, where my mom, myself, and a bunch of other industry-leading experts are going to be teaching you about YouTube, Instagram, Facebook groups, Pinterest, and so much more. And I've been to dozens of events, and I gotta tell you that none of them compare to MIA Live. Of course, I'm biased because it's my family, but every single year I look forward to MIA Live like it's Christmas. It's seriously the best time of the year, and it's so much fun. I mean, we have so many dance parties and random dance breaks. You're gonna get a full workout every single day attending this conference, and you're gonna walk away with so much valuable information, and not just a long list of notes in a notebook, but actual tangible things, reels that have been created, posts that have been made, and strategies that you have already implemented by the end of the weekend. MIA Live is currently available for more than 50% off. You can attend the entire weekend for just $8.99 by visiting shaleen.com/live. And that rate is available until September 14th. Again, the live event dates are October 14th through the 16th. It's a Friday through a Sunday in Southern California. You're going to be right next to Disneyland, right next to the beach, and you're going to have the best flipping time of your life. So again, just click the link down in the show notes or visit Shaleen, which is shaleen.com/live, L-I-V-E. And I am so excited to see you here in Southern California in the middle of October. Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we're going to be talking about something that might be, in my opinion, the easiest way to grow on any social network right now, and that is YouTube Shorts. Now, whether you're a YouTuber or not, I want you to continue listening to this episode because chances are this is going to benefit you in some way. If you are a YouTuber, definitely keep listening because you're about to learn why you should definitely be sharing YouTube Shorts onto your channel and the crazy growth potential that they have. But even if you're not a YouTuber, even if you have, let's say, a YouTube channel that you started 4 years ago that you never post on, or maybe you don't even have a YouTube channel at all and you're just thinking about maybe starting one in the future, I really want to encourage you to continue listening. Because some of the examples I'm going to share with you today are of channels that we've recently started, put very little traditional effort into, at least in terms of producing videos, editing, and the typical YouTube style format that we're, you know, used to. And we're growing really, really fast because of the work that we've already put in on platforms like TikTok and Instagram. But let's start by talking about what the heck even is a YouTube short. YouTube shorts, in case you don't know what they are essentially YouTube's version of TikTok, also YouTube's version of Instagram Reels. They are short form vertical videos that are designed for mobile consumption on YouTube. And the reason for this is that most YouTube videos are watched on mobile, even though most YouTube videos are designed to be consumed not on mobile. YouTube videos are horizontal, which means that they're meant to be consumed on a tablet, a computer, or really even on a TV. If you've ever watched a horizontal video on your phone, you know it's just not the same experience. You're either watching this little tiny preview window of a horizontal video, or you have to turn your phone sideways, and it's clunky. It's not the same user experience. But with that being said, a vast majority, I believe it's over 80% of YouTube's watch hours take place on mobile. So that's why YouTube came out with YouTube Shorts. Of course, they needed a kind of video that was designed specifically for mobile consumption. Moreover, YouTube Shorts are clearly meant for mobile because you can only upload them from the YouTube mobile app, from your phone or device. You can't upload them like you would a normal YouTube video on a computer. Now, I'm sure there's some sort of app or some sort of special workaround that will allow you to upload vertical videos from your desktop computer onto YouTube Shorts. But the easiest way, the way that YouTube intended, was for us to upload them from mobile. As someone who has hours upon hours of short form vertical videos between all of the Reels and TikToks that I've produced over the last few years, I began just sharing them on our YouTube channel. And I know some of you right now, as you're listening, in fact, probably most of you are like, wait, what? Brock has a YouTube channel? Yes, I do, but it's not related to growing your business or growing your Instagram or anything like that. My YouTube channel is instead dedicated to vlogging and documenting my life with my new wife, Tay. So our YouTube channel is Tay and Brock. You can search us and we'll also put a link down in the show notes. But again, don't subscribe to that channel unless you want lifestyle content, vlog content, young relationship, traveling in an Airstream, living in Southern California, that sort of stuff. But we also started a YouTube channel for our dog, Mila. We've talked about Mila here on Build Your Tribe before, but Mila has now over 270,000 followers on Instagram, which is insane. She's getting brand deals, partnerships, she's getting advertising requests, which is really, really cool. And it's awesome to see how much people love Mila, especially because we started Mila's page as just a way to document her journey, learning to communicate using buttons. But anyways, we started a YouTube channel for her. And early on her YouTube channel, we didn't really have any videos to share. We had one video that was like 3 minutes long, just kind of explaining Mila's background and how we got started teaching her the buttons. But that was it, just one video on the channel. And then we decided to start taking all of the reels that we've posted from her in the past onto her YouTube shorts. Well, lo and behold, they blew up. She went from 0 to 4,000 followers in less than a month. On average, it takes more than 150 videos on YouTube to reach 1,000 subscribers. And Mila reached 4,000 in a month with, I think, less than 30 YouTube shorts. Many of her YouTube shorts have gone viral. In fact, I will read you some of her most viewed YouTube shorts. And again, this is with a brand new channel that currently has about 4,000 subscribers. And of course, when I posted these videos, had less than 4,000 subscribers. All right, listen to this. 500,000 views, 374,000, 206,000, 170,000, 159,000, 54,000, 48,000, 32,000, 19,000. All of these views are just racking in the engagement and of course helping her grow her subscribers. So that's been really cool and really, really powerful to see. Also on our Tay and Brock channel, like I said, we started sharing all of the TikToks and reels that we have posted in the past over onto those YouTube shorts. And some of those have been performing really, really well also. That channel is right around 5,000 subscribers, and our second most viewed video ever, which we've had this YouTube channel for a few years now, is a YouTube short, and that currently has 27,000 views. We also have a short that has 19,000 views, 11,000 views, and multiple that have around 10,000 views, and all of these are helping us grow our channel that much faster. And it's super easy because it's content that we've already created. So, if you are a YouTuber, if you have a YouTube channel, I would highly recommend starting to share YouTube shorts. And in just a second, I'm going to share some of my top tips that we've learned over the last month for YouTube shorts. But again, like I said earlier, even if you aren't a YouTuber or you don't already have a channel, let's say you just have an Instagram where you post reels or a TikTok where you post videos, I would recommend creating a YouTube channel where you can also post them there because you might as well. If you're already putting in the work to create that kind of content, get more bang for your buck. You might as well also share it on YouTube and grow your subscribers there. Over the last decade, YouTube has proven to us time and time again that they have staying power. That even though a lot of other platforms come and grow and a lot of other platforms have changing algorithms and a lot of frustrations, I know those things are present on YouTube, but boy, YouTube has really solidified itself as maybe even, in my opinion, the most valuable social media platform. I mean, just think about the shelf life of videos. You can post a video a decade ago and still be getting views on it. There's also a lot of social credibility to having a large YouTube subscriber base compared to something like Instagram followers or TikTok followers. Imagine that you could essentially guarantee that your customers will see what you have to say. With simple texting, reaching your customers doesn't need to be hard. While email marketing and social media posts are only read by a fraction of your audience, text messages, on the other hand, have a 98% open rate. Better yet, 94% of texts are read within the first hour after being delivered. That's crazy. Simple texting makes it easy, fast, and affordable to reach lists of contacts, have two-way conversations, and even send automated responses. Also, there are so many ways that you can use texting, whether it's to set up appointment reminders, announce sales, run polls, text for info, text to win competition, send files, and pretty much anything else that you can think of. Plans start at $29 per month, but you can try out simple texting free for 14 days and see what happens when your audience doesn't ignore your message. It only takes a few minutes to create your account and start sending. Get 500 free credits today by texting the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to 833-2-TRY-SMS. Again, that's 833, the number 2-TRY-SMS. So with all of that being said, let's talk about some of the top tips that I've learned over the last few months posting YouTube Shorts. Number one, include hashtags on your videos. Hashtags improve your SEOs for YouTube Shorts, and YouTube Shorts are searchable just like a normal YouTube video would be. So I would highly recommend using hashtags that are related to your video. That way, when people are looking up different things on YouTube, which is, by the way, the world's second largest search engine behind Google, they can find your shorts in the same way that they would find your video. This also helps YouTube recommend your content to people who might be interested in it. So I would recommend putting about 5 hashtags in your caption of your video, and make sure that as you're typing in those hashtags, you're using ones that other people have used in the past. It's a really cool feature. As you type in the hashtag, it will tell you how many other videos have been posted using that hashtag. If you use one that's like hashtag gym or hashtag workout or hashtag love, it's going to be super popular and have millions of other videos that have already used that hashtag. But because YouTube Shorts are relatively new, and because a lot of people have been slow to adopt posting YouTube Shorts, you can still capitalize and get a pretty popular hashtag, one that might have millions and millions of posts on Instagram or TikTok, and it might only have a few thousand over on YouTube, which means that you will be able to rank higher, and thus your video's chance of getting popular and maybe even going viral really increases a lot. Number two, speaking of captions, think of the caption of your YouTube short like a title for that video. It's only a few sentences long, and in fact, I would recommend making your caption just one sentence long, with your goal in that sentence to be to create curiosity. Your caption doesn't show up in the same way that it would on Instagram with a reel or on TikTok with one of their videos where people can read the long caption. That's really not going to happen on YouTube Shorts. There's just going to be a few bold words right below your video. And so for that reason, I would recommend using the YouTube Shorts caption as a title that can create curiosity so that people will continue watching your video. Next, speaking of getting people to watch or continue watching, having an attention-grabbing cover is essential. Now, YouTube Shorts does a really good job of creating covers for you, creating thumbnails for you, and picking moments that seem to be really good attention-grabbing moments. But if you can do it on your own, that's always best, because then you're not relying on the artificial intelligence to just randomly pick a freeze frame. That is definitely recommended. Next, shorter is better in terms of length. YouTube Shorts are not like TikTok in that on TikTok, longer videos really do well. On TikTok, they want you to be posting a minute long or 3 minute long videos where you can really hold people's attention for a long amount of time. Instead, YouTube Shorts are all about being quick and punchy. Think about the early days of TikTok or even the early days of Reels. It's the same right now because we're in the early days of YouTube Shorts. And I understand it's been around for a while, but in terms of adoption and the phase of who is using and who is posting YouTube Shorts, right now, the short, punchy, attention-grabbing videos are what are performing best.
Hey, I wanted to mention that Brock and I are doing a workshop I know you'd enjoy. It's very entertaining and also super valuable. So if you've been struggling to bring your Instagram account back to life, myself and my son, Brock Johnson, we are going to be doing a free workshop, and we are going to reveal our 7 top hacks. I mean, these are like our best tips to revive your Instagram. The workshop is free and we'd love to have you. Just go to instaclubhub.com/hacks. That's instaclubhub.com/hacks. H-A-C-K-S. And of course, as always, the link is in our show notes.
Next, quantity is greater than quality. And I've talked about this a lot. We've done entire podcasts about this, but you shouldn't, in my opinion, be spending hours and hours editing your YouTube shorts. Just take your old Instagram reels, take your old TikToks, and throw them up there on YouTube shorts. Sure, if you're producing a YouTube video, you might as well also set aside a few extra minutes to record a YouTube short, or even just have your editor edit out a YouTube shorts version of your YouTube video, but don't stress out too much over the quality of the video. Instead, focus on posting at least one YouTube short per day, if not even two, three, or we've even seen some creators posting four or more YouTube shorts per day, because just like any other social network, it is a numbers game. And the more you post, the more opportunities you have to go viral and to grow your subscriber base on YouTube. And my final tip for your YouTube shorts is, yes, niche still matters. When you are posting YouTube shorts that are consistently about one topic, the YouTube algorithm can show your shorts to people who are interested in that topic. And then those people, when they see lots of shorts from you about one topic, and they see that your YouTube channel is all about this one topic, well, then of course, they're more likely to become subscribers. There's a reason why on our Tay and Brock account, where we post a bunch of different kinds of videos, we post Airstream, we post travel, we post personal life, we post relationship stuff, we don't have a clear niche. We just kind of post about our lifestyle together. It's tougher to grow on that account. And our YouTube shorts on that account are sometimes dancing, sometimes relationship humor, sometimes they're fail videos. It's obvious that for those reasons, people are less likely to subscribe to that channel. However, on Mila's channel, all of her videos are about her talking. All of her YouTube shorts are clips of her talking, using her buttons. And so when people consistently see that kind of content, when they express to the YouTube algorithm that they're interested in that kind of content, and then they see more of it, well, then of course, they're more likely to subscribe to Mila. And that's why Mila, in 30 days, has grown the same number of subscribers that we have in about 2 or 3 years. So again, niche really matters on YouTube shorts, just like it does on any other platform. I hope you enjoyed this episode today, and I hope you learned something, but not just that. I hope you are now going to go implement. I hope you're going to take action, because that is the ultimate reward for us as teachers, is to see you, our students, our listeners, implementing. It really does mean the world when we see you taking action on the things that we have taught you. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, happy networking.